Let's take a few minutes now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And we're joined by Kenny Rohrer, longtime host of Back to the Blue Ridge on WVTF Public Radio in Roanoke, Virginia. He is also a former history professor. Kenny, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. At my age, I'm glad to be anywhere.
Well, and tell us, first of all, since you are a history professor, what bluegrass music is?
Well, it's really rural acoustic music. Music that celebrates the lives of the rural people, the mountain people. It has love songs, murder ballads, dance tunes, lots of Scots-Irish music mixed in with it, some blues and bluegrass. And it was really the music of the rural mountain culture and the Piedmont culture as well. But it's basically homemade music. When I say that, I mean you have fiddlers who made their first fiddles out of cigar boxes.
Wow.
Banjo players who made their first banjos out of lard buckets or out of gourds. They made their own music. You have Wayne Henderson over in Rugby, Virginia, who made his first guitar out of a set of drawers he took out of his mother's dresser. He set them in the creek. The creek water limbered up the wood, and then he shaped the wood into a guitar out of those drawers. You could say he made his first guitar out of his mother's drawers, and he did.
And then you have people like Ralph Stanley, who is 87. Yep. People may know him from the Stanley Brothers, although his brother Carter died years ago. Ralph is out with a new album with his son, Ralph II. Let's listen to the song Carolina Mountain Home.
I left my home back in the mountains for many long years of roaming around. I can hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'm going back there to settle down.
Now, Kenny, you're not far from the Carolina Mountains where you are in Roanoke, but tell us about Ralph Stanley and his son.
Well, Ralph started taking his son, Ralph II, instead of Ralph Jr., it's Ralph II, on stage with him when Ralph was only about 3 years old, and he had a little plastic guitar, and he would get up on stage and perform with his dad. And all these years, he's been around his dad's music, and this is the first time that the two of them have joined together to make a CD, and I think it's fantastic. The name of the CD is Side by Side. And he's grown up in the music. His uncle, of course, was Carter Stanley that you mentioned earlier, the older brother that passed away back in 1966. And it's so nice to see a father and son playing and loving and producing the very same kind of rural acoustic music, bluegrass, and old-time music.
Well, here is another one by Ralph and his son, Ralph II. This is the song Dirty Black Coal.
He loaded one ton of rock. Get one ton of coal, and rock didn't pay in the dirty black hole.
There must be a lot of bluegrass songs about coal.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, of course, the Stanley Brothers and Ralph II live in proximity to the coal fields of West Virginia and Southwest Virginia and Eastern Kentucky. And certainly many folks down that part of the country made their living digging coal. So when these guys sing about loading dirty black coal, they are authentic. It's the real thing. They know whereof they speak.
You also wanted us to know about Junior Sisk, who is also from Virginia. Let's listen here to his take on the 1920s Carter Family song, Single Girl, Married Girl.
Oh, I'd rather be a single girl sailing on the sea.
I can't think of any other genre of music in which a 1920s song would be covered today.
Well, bluegrass and old-time music fit together hand in glove. Bluegrass evolved out of old-time music, so it's no accident that they would continue to celebrate and sing the old-time songs, as in that old Carter Family song. And you've played three songs there that are good examples of what bluegrass deals with. Home, as in My Carolina Mountain Home. Work and Dirty Black Coal, and then Love and Single Girl, Married Girl. They're warning the young ladies to stay away from marriage.
Well, and what should we know about Junior Sisk, by the way?
Junior Sisk is from Franklin County, Virginia, the county just south of us. He's a wonderful traditional bluegrass singer. I've had him as a guest on the show. And he said when he was growing up and they'd have the words to a song written out, his dad would write at the top of the page for him, "Sing it like Carter, son," meaning like Carter Stanley. So there you have an example of that influence of the Carter Family on a much younger musician who's picked up the old sound from Carter Stanley and continues it with that sincerity that the Stanley brothers have and that Junior Sis now has as well, too.
Well, and in addition to Home, Work, and Love, there is also a song here about fortune. It's actually called Fortune. The group is Close Kin.
Once I had a fortune, I was rich as could be.
Just so the listeners know, we are not listening to Car Talk right now. This is Still Here and Now. Kenny, tell us about Close Kin.
This is a wonderful and exciting group of young folks who are playing old-time music and bluegrass music. They range in age from 11 to 17. I think there's one 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, two 17-year-olds in this group. And they're playing old-time mountain music, and it's so exciting to see this music is not dead, that it's being continued now with these young folks. I mean, we live in the fertile crescent of bluegrass and old-time music. The very first Fiddler's Convention ever held in colonial America was held here in Virginia in 1736. And, of course, we have the Galax Fiddler's Convention that's been going on since 1935 that draws thousands of people from all over the world every year. And what you see is a continuation of that going all the way back to the colonial period in these young folks playing the same old-time music. Once I Had a Fortune, great, great job they do on that.
Well, and there's another one here we have time for. This is called I Remember.
As we strolled together down along the river, we would watch the geese fly high above. We would stroll through the meadow in the moonlight. That's when you and I were in love. That's when you and I were in love.
What a pretty voice.
Oh, absolutely. Just pure as a mountain stream, too. It's so refreshing to hear a song that you can understand the words and a pleasant tune and pleasant voice, too. And it's another example of how when she says, I remember, you know, they do remember. They remember the great music that their part of the world has produced, and they're continuing that tradition.
Kenny Rohrer, longtime host of Back to the Blue Ridge on WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia. Kenny, thanks for joining us on the DJ Sessions.
You're absolutely welcome. My pleasure.
And remember to check out our new Spotify playlist with all the songs from all the DJ sessions if you just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify.
I can't stop my foot from going to this music.
Tapping
it's just
along.
Great. Yep.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Jim Hodges. The show features mirror mosaics, walls of flowers, and denim tapestry, now on view, ICABoston.org.